That's exactly what I was going to say. We'll make them right. We'll make the right cut. No matter who's back there, we'll make them right. That's a promise.
What about just losing Ryan's leadership?
That hurts, you know. Clay's been in the league, and he's been, you know, Pro Bowl, All Pro. He's been one of the best left tackles to play, and he's always calmed his fellow line down, you know. But things happen. At the end of the day, we got to put the ball down in September, and we got to go play. And we trust Lewis, and we trust Chris. We trust myself, you know, Peyton, Monte, Demarius when he's back, Emmanuel, Bubba. No matter who's out there, we trust to be the leadership for those young guys and let them know what we're trying to do and what's our mission this year.
A lot of new faces out there. How are they looking along that front line?
Looking good. Looking good. You know, there's some bumps and some rows, but, I mean, it's June, so we don't play till September. So we got a lot of time to fix things up, but we're going to get it going. And like I said, it doesn't matter who's up there up front. I trust them. They trust us. And as a backfield, we'll get them right.
How much are Monte, Ronnie, Juwan, and other running backs pushing you, and how much are you pushing them as well?
We're pushing each other as a group. I mean, it starts up front. Really starts with our coach, Coach Eric Stewartsville. He's pushing us every day just to make sure that we're going out there and we're keeping the grind and we're keeping it pushing and we're keeping it going. So we're all pushing each other, and we all know we have the talent and ability to make this thing go. And we all feel like, you know, it doesn't run without us. So if we go out there and give it our all and give it 100, everybody follows behind us.
What's the learning curve been like for you? I mean, with the new system?
Simple.
A lot of bumps and bruises? Nah. Fine?
Easy and fun. Not as a lot, so a lot easier to pick up. Got the terminology down, so I'm ready to go.
How much tape have you watched of guys in this offense? Specifically,
Plenty. Aaron Foster's probably my favorite out of all of them, him and Justin, of course, but plenty. Just try to get it. But at the end of the day, it's actually me doing it. So us doing it right now, it's kind of like hit and miss because, you know, the defensive line and offensive line, the tempos can be different depending on how they're feeling that day. When there's pads, it's one tempo, which is full go. So can't wait to see how it looks with pads on, but right now it's looking good with no pads.
What's the best advice that Justin in particular is giving you about this offense?
Just be patient. Pick your spots. Be decisive. The whole thing is, for me, I think it's just being smart. With me recognizing fronts, and that's just coming from last year's offense playing with 18, but even this year, but recognizing fronts, recognize what defense wants to do, what gaps they want to play, you can kind of anticipate what's going to happen before it happens. So Kubiak said that's what makes one of the great ones, and hopefully I can do that.
Is there any added excitement for you, you know, finishing the season as you did and now coming into a more run-heavy offense, or is it just business?
It's just business as usual. I mean, I had 7 weeks. You know, you don't want to be a one-year wonder in this league. Not at all. No one wants to do that. So I'm going to go down, keep my head down, keep grinding every day, and just keep pushing. What happened last year happened last year. That's completely over and done with. Because at the end of the day, no matter what season I had last year or what season Peyton had last year, at the end of the day, we had no ring on our finger. So we want to bring that Lombardi back here for sure.
Did you see Marshawn
at all this offseason? I have not, which is funny. I usually get a chance, but he's been taking some time away. You know, he got a lot of things he's thinking about. I ain't going to spread my man's business. But,
you know, we're going to ask if they should run the ball.
Like I said, I'm not going to spread my man's business.
Does it feel different getting the number one reps, or is Monte pushing you, you know, getting that second rep so quick that you feel like you're in a competition?
Of course, it's always competition. Now, it doesn't feel different. It's the same reps I was getting last year. As in being in with Peyton. If you're in with Peyton, you're getting number one reps. So that's how I felt last year. So just when the opportunity came, I took full advantage of it. But it's definitely a competition back there between all of us. And it's fun competition. It's all fun. We're great friends off the field, but in between them lines, it's business, it's work. And what people don't understand is our friendship is, hey, CJ, take two more steps and make this cut. Or Monte, your eyes was a little bad here. You can be better. Or Ronnie, you're a little too fast here. Tone it down. So the competition is super friendly, and we're super friendly even helping each other out on that football field.
How does Peyton look now compared to where he finished last season? In practice, where he's clearly dealing with injury.
He looks good. I mean, that's a good question because, honestly, I don't know. I can't tell you how Peyton's looking because I'm focused on what I'm focused on. Right. So that's the honest answer. But from the throws that I've seen, I mean, when I'm running a route and I do this and the ball goes over and the receiver caught it, obviously, it's looking good. So,
when Brock Osweiler's in the huddle, he's been around in the last 3 years. How has he grown, and how much more command does he have now than, say, a couple of years ago?
He's a lot more command. I mean, he's always been that confident, comfortable. You know, he wants to go out there and play. He's been confident and comfortable, and he knows what he can do. He trusts his ability, and, you know, he tells himself sometimes before, look, I'm not going to do too much. I'm going to do what the play asks for. So that's all you can ask in a leader.
What do you think of your offensive line?
Love them. No. Love every one of them, and we'll make them right. As a running back, we'll make the right cut to make them right. That is our job. Our job is to make it right. It'd be unacceptable and wrong to miss the wrong spots, to make them look bad, to make us look bad. Be wrong.
How's practicing with the fullback then? So far, are you looking forward to that this season?
It's fun. You know, fullbacks, they got one thing, want to go after and go get it. So if they want to thump the linebacker a couple times, which is great for us, to get us in the open, then that time when we're back there by ourselves, the linebacker has been thumped so many times, then he got to come tackle, you know, myself or Monte or Juwan, who's also bringing the load too. You know, it can be a tough day on them.
How much does that change what you do as far as your style, things you were doing last year?
Nothing, not at all, because at the end of the day, it's what you see, and you're gonna go with what you see best. There's some times where you talk to them and they talk to you of what they see and what you see so you guys can get on the same page. But they have an assignment, and they have to get to that assignment. Just like we have an assignment, we have to make the right cut, so nothing really changes.
Has Juwan been in front of you as fullback
at all? He has not. It's been Jodon and James. Yes.
A few more for CJ.
Compared to your rookie year to where you are now, how fast do you feel like you've grown up at this point? How mature do you feel like you are?
I'm very mature and comfortable where I'm at, but I'm still hungry. And at the end of the day, I just want to be the best. And it's funny how you said that. I was watching a playoff game last week, and I left a lot out there. I left a lot out there. And a lot of people go, man, you play so hard and you did this. Man, that was unacceptable. I had 24 touches and I didn't get in the end zone to help my team win. That's just unacceptable. So, of course, if I left a lot out there, which means I know I left a lot out there in other games, I know that always. So I'm just trying to get better every day. And the only way you can do that is doing your job. So I'm comfortable where I'm at, but I'm still a lot hungry because I know last season I was a big, big key of why we didn't move on to the next round.
I'm really anxious to get out there August.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Hungry. Cannot wait.
No, that's on Brandon. This is the last year on your rookie deal. Does that change your approach at the end of the year?
Not at all. At the end of the day, I know I'm a Bronco for one more year and let everything take care of itself. But I know one thing. I know a couple things. One, I want to win Super Bowl. Two, I just want to do whatever I can to make this team better and make us win games. And three, I'm going to do whatever the coaches ask me. And that's definitely not going up there by an LA about a contract.
Okay, thank you, Steve.